You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to an episode of Ask Drone You.
Yes, it is an episode number 588 to be exact. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Appreciate it very, very much. Got another good question. Again, it's one of those things that's a little bit, I don't want to say mundane, but I think a lot of people actually don't know the answer to this.
Mundane.
A lot do, but not everybody. So,
about registration, registering multiple birds. What do you do? How do you do it? Depends on the type of registration. Homes. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, let's play that question.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Eric from Southern California. Had a quick question. The past couple of podcasts, Paul's mentioned a couple times the amount of registered drones versus the number of drones sold and kind of the discrepancy there between that. What I noticed though, when I purchased my second drone, adding to that that drone purchase data, and I went to register it, I was not able to register the second drone. And then a little bit of Google searching answered the question in that if you register one, you basically just need to put that registration number on the second drone. And I was just curious if that was true. It seems to me that we would want each drone registered individually, or at least to have an individual, obviously not tail number, but identifier. So I figured... if it was true that you only had to register one drone and then you just put that number on all your drones, that might help answer some of that question on the discrepancy between the number of registered drones versus the number of purchased drones. That question was way longer than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for the question, Eric. Really do appreciate it. It is a little confusing, and it is actually something that we get a lot of emails about in terms of, or even just messages on Facebook, whatever. I'm not exactly sure what to do with registering my drone.
Hold on 1 minute there, Rob. Two things to just say really quick. We have recorded many shows on registration, part 47, part 48. We recommend part 47 because... Part 48 is still being challenged in court. Just a little update on that. The John Taylor case was actually heard by a judge, and the judge said very strictly that because of prior law, so he said to John Taylor, are you making your argument that the prior law states that no rules can be made against model aircraft? Yes, that's why I'm challenging this law. And the judge was like, so what other arguments do you have? And he's like, well, I've got this, 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 and this. He's like, well, based off this one argument, I don't see the need to even discuss the other arguments. And actually, if you listen to the FAA kind of go, well, the judge says, guys, your interpretation of this is so far out in right field, it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you guys should really listen to that 30-minute court case if you can. That being said, we're still in transition right now. We're still in this area where the public believes that you need to register your drone if it's over a half pound. I think it's 0.55 pounds, whatever. But understand this. That is the reality. You are supposed to register it, but it is being challenged in court. And right now, it seems like the challenge is justified. Now, that still means you're supposed to register your drone. So don't take that the wrong way, but just understand that in the future, you may need to learn about Part 47 registration, or there may be no registration in the future at all. It really depends. I mean... we know how many registered drones there are, and now we know DJI sales, so we know that there's a differentiation of about 85% of all vehicles
which
are not registered.
Which is something that his question is speaking to in some regard.
Yeah.
But we are talking about the difference ultimately, right, between registering as a hobbyist versus commercial as well. So how does that play into this?
See, that's another thing that's really interesting, because there is now an online Part 48 portal to register your drone as a commercial drone. So since the last time we talked about this, that online portal to register your drone, there's now an online portal to register your drone commercially.
Okay.
Even though I still recommend Part 47, old school route, get an N number.
So Part 47 is the route where you have to go to your local FISDO office.
Pick up a little form.
Pick up the... I mean, they're still using carbon copy on those things and everything, right? And then you fill that out and you send it in, $5, $10, whatever it is, right?
Yep, that's true.
Okay, so...
Now, if you go the Part 48 route, which our caller did clearly go because he realized that, hey, I bought a new drone, I got to add one, I don't need to add another number, that's because it's Part 48. Under Part 47, each individual aircraft has to have a unique individual number. Part 48... says that the individual operator is registered, not the drone. So you put the same number on every drone. Now, a lot of people also ask this question, so I thought it'd be relevant for this podcast. People always talk about, well, where do I have to put my registration number? Well, Bob, you can put it wherever you want.
It doesn't say it has to be visible.
I put mine, visible. I put mine in the battery bay. Okay, so that I actually like it. So where's your registration number, son? Well, sir. Here you go.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more
just
fun
likes
that
to play
way.
Games with everybody. I don't wait for chances to play games. I make my own chances.
What does Tony Robbins say about luck? He's like, I know a lot of people who say that they're lucky, but one thing I've always noticed is that they're always prepared to be lucky.
There you go.
I think that's some insight right there, Rob.